Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebewing. Member FDIC. Two men have been charged in connection with the fatal shooting of a Saginaw man last month. Authorities say 36-year-old Torrance McMoran was killed during a late-night incident at a residence on North Bond Street near Pleasant Street on April 26th. Investigators allege the suspects entered the home and shot McMoran while his father was present. The accused are Don Juan Anderson of Flint and Samuel Riley of Saginaw. Both were arraigned this week in Saginaw County District Court. Prosecutors have charged each man with open murder and first-degree murder, along with multiple weapons-related offenses. Investigators have not disclosed a possible motive in the case. Both defendants remain lodged in the Saginaw County Jail without bond. Additional court hearings are scheduled for June 3rd and June 10th. And in Saginaw, Michigan, the state police arrested a Saginaw mother and her adult son following an investigation into reports of people carrying firearms near Congress and Marchand Street on Memorial Day. Police say officers initially responded to complaints of armed individuals gathering at a home on Congress Street. Although no weapons were seen at the scene, troopers later conducted separate traffic stops in the area and recovered a firearm from one vehicle. During a second stop involving a 20-year-old driver, authorities determined the man was a convicted felon with a suspended license. Investigators say he attempted to flee but was quickly taken into custody. Troopers then made contact with the driver's 45-year-old mother at a nearby residence connected to the earlier gathering. After obtaining a search warrant, police searched the home and reportedly recovered multiple handguns, including one firearm that had been reported stolen in Flint. Both suspects were lodged in the Saginaw County Jail. Authorities say they were awaiting arraignment on charges that include resisting and obstructing police and felony firearms violations. The investigation remains ongoing. And yesterday morning in Huron County District Court, Janelle Amber Furtado, currently on a delay of sentence, addressed outstanding restitution and court costs. Furtado owes $664.20 in restitution to crime victims, along with additional fines. Assistant Prosecutor Alexander Pahani noted Furtado's completion of the Thinking Matters program and recent employment, recommending a 90-day probation extension. This extension aims to facilitate payment of the restitution, which takes priority. Judge Ferris confirmed Furtado's ability to make biweekly payments. Furtado stated that a theft and dishonesty misdemeanor on her record has created employment obstacles in the medical field. The court extended Furtado's probation for 90 days. If all financial obligations are met within this period, the case will be dismissed and the misdemeanor and arrest record will be removed. A review is scheduled for August 28th at 9 a.m. However, Furtado's appearance will not be required if payments are completed. When we come back from this Bayport State Bank sponsor message, we'll continue with our national and international news.
This is Michelle Shaw from Bayport State Bank. It's that time of year where we team up with the Pigeon Chamber of Commerce for our annual Hot Dog and Brat Barbecue fundraiser, raising funds for the Farmer's Summerfest in Pigeon. The Hot Dog and Brat Barbecue will be held right here at the Pigeon office of Bayport State Bank this Thursday from 10 a.m. until we are sold out. Takeouts are available, plus delivery of orders within 4 miles of Pigeon with a minimum order of $15 can be made by calling Bayport State Bank at 989-453-2225. Please join us for lunch and support the events at this year's Summerfest.
Please join our community for the Hot Dog and Brat Barbecue held at the Pigeon Office of Bayport State Bank on Thursday, June 4th, from 10 a.m. until they're sold out, with proceeds supporting this year's Farmers Summerfest in Pigeon. Bayport State Bank, with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news. Musician dispute taints scheduled Freedom 250 celebrations. The legacy pop groups Milli Vanilli and Morris Day and The Time have issued statements denying their participation in the upcoming Freedom 250 anniversary concert series in Washington, D.C. The clarification directly contradicts an official announcement made by organizers of the federally linked celebration, who had listed the artists as headline performers. The dispute has triggered a public disagreement regarding scheduling and performance contracts. A spokesperson for the Freedom 250 committee stated they are working to resolve the booking miscommunication with the artists' management teams. The event designed to celebrate America's upcoming semi-quincentennial milestone has faced logistical hurdles as several creative figures express hesitation over being associated with government-sponsored programming. In other national news, Supreme Court to review federal caps on student loan programs. The United States Supreme Court has agreed to hear an expedited challenge brought by several state attorneys general against newly implemented federal caps on student loans. The legal challenge argues that the administrative restrictions limit educational access for low-income students by reducing the pool of available federal aid. A lower appellate court had previously allowed the caps to remain in place pending a definitive judicial review. Supporters of the caps argue that limiting federal loan sizes forces higher education institutions to contain escalating tuition costs and protect students from accumulating unmanageable debt. The high court's eventually ruling will establish critical precedents regarding the scope of executive authority over federally funded educational programs. And in our international news, online radicalizations, flagged as primary challenge by Australian police. During a Senate estimates hearing, Australian Federal Police Commissioner Chrissy Barrett testified that the rapid acceleration of online radicalization has become one of the nation's most acute domestic security challenges. Law enforcement data reveals that the process of grooming and radicalizing vulnerable individuals, which historically took months or years, can now occur within days. Extreme groups are increasingly utilizing popular online gaming platforms and private messaging apps to target younger demographics. In response to the Australian federal government, has committed $74 million over the next 2 years to establish a dedicated National Counterterrorism Online Center. The new facility will function as an early warning digital hub, monitoring hate groups and identifying online efforts to incite community violence. And in other international news, social media platform X challenges Australian online safety laws. Elon Musk's social media company X has initiated formal legal action against Australian eSafety Commissioner in the federal court, challenging the validity of the new landmark My Online Safety Standards. Legal representatives for the platform argue that the regulations impose overly broad content moderation demands that infringe upon digital communication freedoms. The court heard opening arguments regarding the statutory time frame the platform was given to lodge formal objections before the rules took effect. The regulatory body maintains that the rules are a necessary and balanced measure designed to protect citizens particularly minors, from severe cyberbullying and harmful explicit content. The high-profile legal battle is being watched closely by global tech conglomerates as a test case for state regulation and international digital platforms. When we return from this George Ortiz Ford sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortiz first. That's Ortiz Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at Ortiz.com. Ortiz Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortiz Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortiz has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require in the lot, Ortiz has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortiz also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
We have no obituaries to report at this time. And it's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Joe Ritchie Ortiz Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortiz Ford in Bad Axe. And by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC.